And welcome back to the Neutral Zone. As always, I'm John Hanna.
And I'm Tyler Gallo, and it is very cold outside.
It's about, what, 3 degrees, four?
Yeah, 3 or 4 degrees outside, you know. It's perfect weather for if you want to do anything outside, even though there's just snow everywhere.
And we played you into a little rainbow since you've been gone. Ronnie James Dio, lead singer of that band, unfortunately passed away, 2005 or so. He was like 5'6". But congratulations, Tyler.
Yeah, I scored my first goal for my D3 club team against Pitt Greensburg the other night. My teammates were clamoring for me to get a goal the entire night, and I was just struggling to get it. I got a bunch of awesome chances, but right up until the end, I had to wait, and I was on a 2-on-1 with the defender on my team, and he passed to me, and I scored. I didn't even look at the net. I thought I missed it, honestly, which normally happens for me. So, yep, first goal is under the belt. My puck is in possession of my captain, so I'll have to get that tomorrow at practice.
Not only your first goal, but also your first assist.
Yeah, I got a two-point night, and it's probably going to be my only multi-point night of the season.
Of your career.
Okay, I've had a six-point game before, John, so you can shut up. But, it's good to get that out of the way, especially with tougher games coming up. And we've lost a lot of players, so it's better when you have more of a team to, you know, gel as opposed to just losing guys, and you're not sure if you're in the lineup every night. So now it's pretty much guaranteed, so it's going to be exciting.
And thanks for dragging me there again.
Well, listen, it beats sitting in here for 7 hours every night. I mean, what were we going to do, watch videos? Yeah, okay. Rather go to a hockey game where we actually won. And you actually saw us win for the first time, so we're not a very good team, but we're getting better. All right, so let's throw it into baseball right away. The Jed Lowrie signing that we mentioned last week is official, 2 years, $22 million. Mets introduced him in number 4, which is another player on this list, former number, fan favorite. We will talk about that in a little bit. Tampa Bay Rays signed Avisail Garcia to a 1-year, $3.5 million contract, 2017 All-Star, I believe, with Chicago. Chicago did not offer him a contract this year, so he was free to do whatever he wanted. Garcia is a solid player. He once again was an all-star in 2017 where he hit .330. So that was a good season for Avisail Garcia, who's always been a pretty solid hitter. Really turned his game up since he's joined Chicago and from Detroit. So the next signing, relief pitcher. Former Cleveland Indian, Cody Allen signed a 1-year, $8.5 million contract with the Angels. There's not a lot of signings, but these are small ones that definitely should be mentioned because there's not a lot of big ones. Cody Allen did have a good, solid tenure in Cleveland, spent his entire career there since then, made the World Series, pitched pretty well in Cleveland. Last year, he had a couple of nightmarish outings, which made his ERA go up a little bit, but he was a lot better after that. All right, and then another signing, Minnesota Twins signed former Texas Rangers starting pitcher Martin Perez, who's always been a solid 3-4-5 guy in the rotation, will likely slot into the Twins rotation there, joining the likes of Kyle Gibson, Jake Odorizzi, Irvin Santana, all those guys. Irvin Santana follows me on Twitter, by the way. That's pretty cool. The last signing I have that I could find was a former Met fan favorite, beloved Met, Wilmer Flores signed a 1-year, $3.75 million deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Flores has handled the Diamondbacks in his career. Actually, his first career home run was against the Diamondbacks. And he hopes to slot into the infield there. Not sure what's happening in Arizona, but it's not looking too good in Arizona now. But Wilmer Flores, solid signing to pick up. And then we've got a trade, a very small one, minor league swap. Well, Tim LoCastro headed to Arizona for Ronald Roman, a minor leaguer in cash. Tim LoCastro did make the big leagues with the Los Angeles Dodgers a few years ago and hopes to be on the roster for Arizona during the season. He can slot into the infield, he can slot into the outfield. And then the biggest news, Sonny Gray, his deal parameters are still being discussed between Cincinnati and New York. The deal is not quite finished yet, but we know Sonny Gray will be heading to Cincinnati at some point. Cincinnati is still trying to extend Gray when they get him, and they're also still discussing the players and the pieces of that deal. So we're not sure when it will happen, but we know Sonny Gray will be heading to Cincinnati, and it's good to shed that dead weight off of the Yankees if you're trying to get better.
And, of course, Sonny Gray, he was an okay pitcher, but he wasn't what we thought he would be when we brought him in.
Yeah, everybody really hated him last year for the Yankees. I could see all over Twitter for them clamoring to just to trade Gray. Like, he was involved in pretty much every potential deal that Yankees fans, the dumb Yankees fans on Twitter would offer up. Like,
so Yankees fans on Twitter?
Yeah, Yankees fans on Twitter. They'd offer up like, oh yeah, Sonny Gray, Esteban Florial, and Clint Frazier for Jacob DeGrom. I'm like, that's not a good trade. Jacob DeGrom won the Cy Young. But yeah. Other than that, yeah, we know Sonny Gray will be heading to Cincinnati. We just don't know when and don't know who he's going to come back. But we know he will be heading there and will likely be extended. Other news, Will Middlebrooks, formerly of Boston, Milwaukee, San Diego, and Texas, announces his retirement after six seasons. He won the World Series 2013. Played from 2012 to 2017, did have a three-home run game a few years ago in Boston. He's most known for that interference call at third base during the 2013 World Series. I think that was game one.
I think, yeah, that sounds...
So it was a ground ball that Pedroia fielded, got the out at home. So then Alan Craig ran to third, and Saul Salamacchia threw it wide. And Middlebrooks dove, and he kicked his legs up in the air and tripped up Craig, who was going to be out if he was tagged. But the home plate umpire called them safe due to interference, and it was a pretty obvious interference call, pretty blatant attempt there. Ricky Romero, formerly of the Blue Jays, who had not played since 2013, officially announced his retirement. He'd been trying to get back. He spent his entire career in Toronto, was a solid pitcher for them. He was a 2011 All-Star, so wish him the best of luck, Ricky Romero. The Hall of Fame ballot will be announced soon in the coming months. Maybe it's the time for Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. Everything I'm seeing is they might be getting in. And everywhere I'm seeing, except for one, Rivera is going to be first ballot. Mariano Rivera, greatest closer of all time. No doubt about that. I'm still mad, though, because Billy Wagner's not getting enough of a vote for the Hall of Fame. He was a solid pitcher, but never really did it in the postseason, but he got to look at the stats. I mean, Mariano Rivera, holy cow, a .70 ERA in the playoffs. That is just godlike. And 600-plus saves, you know, just an incredible pitcher. It was an all-star pretty much every year of his career. So you can't fault that. And Rivera, if I had a Hall of Fame ballot, I would vote him in.
So I think most people would. Even I know a lot of Red Sox fans would.
Yeah. But the one guy that I heard that said wouldn't vote him in said, like, oh, he pitched one game, or he pitches, like, one inning every game. That's, like, I don't know what he said, but it was just a dumb statement. And then the last thing, interesting, Michael Lorenzen, a relief pitcher slash starting pitcher for the Reds, is beginning to take on maybe an outfield role. You've seen how good he is at hitting the ball. He's hit many home runs. And he's a good pinch hitter for the Reds. So maybe we'll see a two-way player. That could be interesting.
Lorenzo, who was the last one of those, like, big men?
Big two-way player? Shohei Ohtani.
How
could you forget the rookie of the year?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. There's not a lot of them, so I don't fault you for that. All right, let's throw it to the NHL. That is all we have for baseball. Not a lot happening in the week since our last show. So hopefully there'll be more next week.
Couple big trades to announce. Carolina and Minnesota, one for one. Nino Niederreiter heads to Carolina in exchange for Victor Rask.
I have a funny story about Nino Niederreiter. So I was at the draft a few years ago before he was on the Wild when he was still in the Islanders, and there's a guy sitting in front of me wearing a Nino Niederreiter Islanders jersey. And I'm like, oh, cool. And he got traded to Minnesota at the draft, and the guy was just like, are you kidding me? Like, it was so funny. So, Victor Rask, solid player.
Victor, I think he could benefit from more line time because in Carolina he was sort of down the lineup a little bit because you had guys like Aho.
A few years ago, Rask was really good.
He was.
And maybe he's a type of change of scenery guy. All right, next trade to Buffalo, Taylor Lear, and to Philadelphia, Justin Bailey. Taylor Lear, I don't really know too much about him, but Justin Bailey, I do know, signed my jersey, my old Devils jersey when I met him at the draft, and I thought he was Seth Jones.
Ah. But, this trade, since I'm a Sabres fan, I can speak more about it. It's another trade, change of scenery. Bailey, he's shown flashes of promise, but he's currently sitting in Rochester right now.
I don't know how much he's going to do in Philly because that's where prospects go to die. So I kind of feel bad for him there. But
yeah, but I mean, he was born and raised in Buffalo as well, so.
Yeah, it's a kind of a sad deal there. All right, to Anaheim, Michael Delzato, and to Vancouver, Luke Shen in a 2020 seventh-round pick. Luke Shen just keeps moving around.
He does.
It's just he's in a different team every year.
It's weird because he's a solid defenseman.
He is, but he's no Braden Shen, I'll tell you that.
No.
Michael Delzato has struggled since he came up in the NHL. He was supposed to be this big, big points-getting defenseman. He's not really lived up to his hype.
I blame Philly.
Yeah, Philly obviously ruins everything. I'm sorry to all my Flyers fans friends that happen to listen to this, but you know how.
You're terrible. Your team's terrible. Your mascot's terrible.
Well, I think everybody knows their mascot's terrible. They just love it because it's so terrible.
It's the only thing in Philly that's good.
Yeah. To Anaheim, Derek Grant, and to Pittsburgh, Joseph Blandisi. So two basically guys that were toiling minor leagues / NHL. Blandisi never really got a chance in Anaheim. He got more of a chance in New Jersey, and New Jersey has this weird way of making fringe guys turn out really well. And Blandisi played well with the Devils, but he flopped too many times, got embellishment penalties, so they shed him to Anaheim, who in turn sheds him to Pittsburgh. And someone asked me, oh, how good is Blandisi? And I'm like, he's not going to factor at all into the NHL.
And Derek Grant, former Sabre as well.
Actually, he scored against the Devils the other night.
He did, but Derek Grant was one of those people. He's like a... What's his
career
face?
AHL or a fourth, yeah. A 4A player.
Yeah, what's the dude? He played for Toronto, Boston. Seth Griffith. He's sort of like a Seth Griffith. Lit it up at the AHL level. Can't really do much in the NHL.
Yeah, there's some of those. Like, that's what the MLB calls a 4A player. Players that do really well in the minors just can't translate it to the MLB. People thought Conforto was going to be a 4A player, but he has shown really good potential and really good. He's a great player. But there's a lot of those guys that are just don't know where to put them. Maybe could use a change of scenery. But then again, they still literally light it up. But they just, in the minors, they just can't do anything in the NHL.
And then a final trade, yet again featuring the Ducks, who have made three trades in the past week.
Ducks are moving a lot of people.
Yeah, the Ducks trade Pontus Åberg to Minnesota for Justin Kloos. Pontus Åberg, again, he's been a solid player. I mean,
Åberg, he struggled mightily in Anaheim, though. He was counted on to be a big guy in Anaheim, and he just didn't do anything.
I mean, he
was really good in Nashville when he was in Nashville.
Yeah. Through 37 games with the Ducks, Åberg had 19 points, which was his, second on the team, or he had 11 goals, which is second on the team, so.
And he just wasn't, like, he was supposed to get more, which the Ducks fans did not like. So maybe he's another change of scenery guy that could use, I don't know, Minnesota is just getting all the sweets.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
And then a couple signings. Teuvo Teravainen, this was just like 5 minutes ago I got the notification, signed a 5-year, $5.4 million per year contract with the
Extension?
Yeah, extension. Teravainen, obviously formerly of the Blackhawks. He was in the... What trade was he in? Was he in the... Or did he sign there?
I will look.
I think he was maybe like...
Teuvo Teravainen is a good player. Let's just leave it at
that. Yes,
he is. Solid player. He was... Let's see, he was traded to Carolina along with Brian Bickle, exchanged for a draft pick and acquired in the Eric Staal trade and Chicago's own 2017 third-round pick.
Ah, so.
Weird trade, but I guess they had to shed some
salary.
And then Casey DeSmith with Pittsburgh, 3 years, $1.25 million average.
I mean, Casey DeSmith, solid backup.
He's pretty much the starter now because Matt Murray's terrible.
Yeah, he appeared out of nowhere, like.
Yeah, I didn't know he was on the team.
Nope. But a couple games last night, as usual, high scoring for whatever reason.
NHL goal totals are up, and they have been for the last 3 years. So that's nothing new.
Chicago beat Washington 8-5. Chicago having goals from DeBrincat, Dylan's.
If I ever get another cat, I'm going to name it DeBrin, so it can be DeBrincat.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to see myself out after that one.
Yeah, just leave. But
I'm out.
DeBrincat, Dylan Strome, Brandon Saad. Patrick Kane had two goals, and then Jonathan Toews scored twice. Or three times, excuse me. So, I misread my own thing.
So, yeah, Chicago still stinks. And yeah,
somehow beat the defending Stanley Cup champs.
The Devils beat them 8-5, I think. I don't even remember. But it was it was 8-5. It was a high-scoring game again. Anaheim and the Islanders, right after Anaheim has just traded literally their entire team, they lose 3-0 to the Islanders, who have won 5 in a row. Devils have been struggling against Islanders here, I'll tell you that.
Islanders are actually first in the Metro right now.
Yeah, never have disliked the Islanders. They're just another New York team. They're kind of like... the Giants. I can't hate the Giants because
they're the lovable losers.
But now they're actually good. So yeah. 2 goals from Cal Clutterbuck and a goal from the Estonian Leo Komarov, and no goals for Anaheim.
John Tavares, who?
Who is John Tavares? I don't even know who that is.
I think he's a lacrosse player.
No, actually,
John,
he's the CEO of Apple. Are you kidding me?
There is actually a John Tavares who plays lacrosse. No. It's his uncle. He played for Buffalo.
Interesting, but. John Tavares is the CEO of Apple. What are you talking about?
Vancouver beat Detroit 3-2. Detroit hit with goals from former Islander Franz Nielsen and former Sabres legend and Islander and Canuck and Wild and Hab Thomas Vanek.
The usual suspects for Vancouver, Elias Pettersson, Bo Horvat, and Antoine Roussel. That's their first line.
Antoine Roussel isn't.
He played on their first line when I was at the Devils Vancouver game.
Really?
So I was like, "Why?" And then he got thrown out. It was kind of funny.
Brock Besser.
Yeah. Oh, Brock Besser. You're right. I was thinking of Brock Besser when I saw Bo Horvat. But
Horvat's good. He's hasn't really panned out all that well.
He was the one that the Devils should have gotten for that draft pick that they traded for Corey Schneider. But Corey Schneider is still toiling on the Devils. And Elias Pettersson scores every game for Vancouver. Let's be real.
Came back from injury.
Yeah. So.
Arizona beat Toronto 4-2.
Clayton Keller, Vinny Hinostroza, Mario Kempe, and Lawson Krause, who is terrible for Arizona. Like, he was supposed to be a good player once again. There's a lot of these players in the NHL that were supposed to be good and just weren't.
Yeah.
Just didn't pan out. So,
and then Toronto had goals from Travis Dermott and John Tavares.
So John Tavares, I thought he was the CEO of Apple.
So did
I. Guess not. Carolina and Edmonton. Well, first game in Carolina. Nino Niederreiter scores 2 goals. How about that? Change of scenery. That's what we like to say.
Lucas Walmart scored. Who is he?
I don't know. A lot of these guys in Carolina, you just don't know who they are because they have like so many random players.
Yeah. Brock McGinn, Andrei Svechnikov, he's the second overall draft pick, so you should know him.
And one of my favorite names in the league, Jordan Martinuk.
And then for Edmonton, Leon Draisaitl scored twice, Zach Cassian, and Brandon Manning.
Brandon Manning, holding down the fort in Edmonton since he joined them. Not a good player. All right, tonight's games. You got Nashville at Colorado at 3, St. Louis at Los Angeles at 4, Minnesota at Vegas at 7, and San Jose at Florida at 7. Marin, watch that game.
This is weird because the first 3 are all Western Coast games, so you expect them to be at like... 8, 9, and 10, but it's 3, 4, and 7.
Yeah, some of the weird afternoon games in the West. All right, other news. Kyle Palmieri will replace Taylor Hall as the Devils' representative for the All-Star game, and it was much deserved. Hall has not played in like a month, so Palmieri has literally been everything the Devils have wanted since he's joined their team a few years ago, and he's been unreal this season. So it's a solid thing. Bit of a crazy injury. Tuukka Rask got a concussion after Filip Hedl, forward for the Rangers, just crashed into him.
I mean, it wasn't his fault. Krug, I think it was, guided him into him. Krug hit him, and he just went straight into Rask.
Oh, yeah. It was just a nasty injury.
Yeah.
Hope he feels better. That was very, very
nasty. I'm not a Bruins fan, but hopefully Tuukka can recover.
Yeah, that was a very scary injury for him. And then we actually figured out, last week we couldn't say this name, but we figured out how to say it. It's Manalainen. Saku Manalainen. We finally figured out how to say his name.
It's not Manalainen.
It's not Manalainen or Manalainen or however we said it.
There's the umlaut over the A, so it's confusing.
It is very confusing. It's Manalainen or Manalainen, however you want to say it. It is Finnish, and it's going to be hard to say.
Super Bowl finally decided. My team didn't make it. Questionable calls there, but...
Yeah, questionable calls in both games. My team made it.
Rams-Patriots is the Super Bowl. I honestly think it's the one that all the bigwigs in the NFL wanted. I mean, LA versus Boston, two of the biggest media markets in the world.
Yeah.
And who? Let's be honest. Let's say you were the Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
Would you rather see Rams Patriots or Chiefs Saints? Which one do you think would?
I'd rather see Chiefs Rams, honestly. But yeah. That because nobody likes the Patriots. But I'd rather see Patriots Giants because those are two big markets too, and Brady can never beat the Giants. Yeah. So.
But there was a pass interference on
Nickel. It was, oh my God, that
Mikel
was
Roby Coleman. He tackled him before the ball was there, helmet on helmet.
It was a hockey hit. That was unbelievable. And then I don't know who it was for the Chiefs, slapped Tom Brady and got roughing the passer. So.
And when he says slapped, he means light, like literally.
Slapped
hit him.
Yeah.
Hit.
Okay.
We're actually going to do the card of the day first, then
yeah,
we can
so,
close out.
Segment that I like, John likes, we've got card of the day, and today it's baseball, so we've got 1988 Topps Roger McDowell.
Oh, you want to mention your other card thing?
Oh, yeah, so today in the mail, mail of the day, if we call it that.
Even though we probably won't get mail every day.
Yeah, I got a Trading Card Database t-shirt, especially. I'm not sponsored by them, once again, but check out the site if you collect cards. It's a good way to track your collection and see how much it's worth. So, Roger McDowell, former Met. Is a Met on this card, 1988 Topps. I love these old cards. Old cards.
They are nice looking.
I mean, this scan is terrible, but it's kind of blotchy. But it's a good card. I have it at home. I have the Mets set from that year. Former relief pitcher. I think he started for a little bit of his career.
I think so. But
Drafted in the third round by the Mets. Played college at Bowling Green State, actually. Or played college ball at Bowling Green State University. And he spent 12 years in the MLB, 1985 to 1996. Had a 70-70 record.
So pretty average, I mean.
Yeah, and especially when he's closing out games a little bit. Played for the Mets for 5 years, the Dodgers for four, Phillies for three, Texas for one, and Baltimore for one. Had a 3.30 ERA, which is good. And a 159 saves in his career and won the World Series in 1986.
Currently as a member of the
New York Mets. Last time they've won the World Series. 2019, watch out. They're going to win.
Sure.
Hey, they've done a lot this offseason.
He's also done some work in the bench. He was the pitching coach for the Braves from 2006 to 2016 and Baltimore from 2017 to 2018. I looked. I did not see him as the pitching coach this year, but I may have just been looking at the wrong thing.
Oh, I think he probably was fired by the Orioles because they were god-awful this year. Mm-hmm. So,
and he was known as a bit of a prankster in the MLB. He worked on the hot foot, which is when you put a little match behind their foot.
Stick it to gum and then light it up. Yeah,
yep.
That's a classic MLB prank. He wore his uniform upside down during a nationally televised game, and I don't know how one does that.
I think I saw on Wikipedia he wore his pants where his shirt should be and wore his shoes on his hand. I don't remember.
That's funny, though.
He took part in a mariachi band on the field.
Interesting.
Even though he never played for the Reds, he wore earrings to protest a no-earring policy made by Marge Schott, who is the owner of Cincy.
Yeah, I mean, Roger McDowell is a character, I'll tell you that. Not as much of a character as Turk Wendell or Yasiel Puig, but...
Or Williams Astudillo.
Williams Astudillo is the man. Yeah, so McDowell is a character. He was also a character on the episode of Seinfeld called The Boyfriend. It was also on MTV's Rock and Jock softball games. The Boyfriend, a lot of the Mets episode, Mets players appeared in that episode, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. I think
that was the one where Keith Hernandez appeared.
Yeah, that was Keith Hernandez.
Seinfeld is great at like putting baseball in their shows. My favorite scene from Seinfeld is when, I forget his name. He's showing the Yankees how to hit. Costanza, George Costanza.
Yes.
Is showing the Yankees how to hit. And he's like, it's simple physics. And he's just cracking home runs over the fence. And then he's like, he's talking to Derek Jeter and Bernie Williams. And he's like, you guys need to learn how to do this. And he's like, we won the World Series last year. And he's like, yeah, in five games. And he just starts to keep cracking home runs. That's great.
But a little segment we're going to have, we're just going to review some goal horns. I have five random ones here. We're just going to say what we think about them. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Goal horn number.
I'll try to guess what they are.
Yeah, you
I don't
can
know
guess
what they are.
A couple of them are easy. Well, one's easy. But goal horn number one. Watch there be an ad here.
Yeah, this probably will be an ad.
Here we go. Oh boy.
John's having trouble with the soundboard over here, so...
Okay, ready?
Yeah, here we are with the Gohorns. Is that L.A.?
No. You'll wait for the goal song, it'll give it away.
Very long Gohorn. This has got to be the Houston Astros, right?
Correct.
All right, yes, yeah, the Dallas Stars goal horn. They've got a nice horn, I'll tell you that.
The thing I did, I chose Dallas, is they actually have different blasts for the number of goals, so.
Oh, that's what the Devils do. They do, like, you know, they do a Ric Flair woo after every goal,
mm-hmm.
and as each goal goes on, they do more. That's the staple at Devils games. But, yeah, this, I like the Dallas Stars horn. It's a
nice horn. It's a nice sounding. It's a nice deep horn.
It's a little long, but I still like it.
Yeah. Goal horn number two. I remember what team this was. Let's see.
Oh, this is Carolina.
No.
Florida.
No.
This is literally Carolina's goal horn. They have the same one.
It's not Carolina.
Oh. Yeah, it's Carolina's,
No, this is the actual Whalers horn.
Oh, it's the Whalers? Well, they stole it from Carolina.
Well,
or Carolina stole it from them.
When the Whalers moved, the owner literally ripped the goal horn out of the old Hartford Civic Center and put it in, whatever their arena is now called.
No, it's PNC Arena. Yeah, I think so. Or is it HSBC? That's Old Buffalo.
That's Old Buffalo.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a really nice arena. It's in a really nice area. So if you're ever in that area, definitely go to Canes game. It's a nice, nice arena.
Brass Bonanza, best goal song ever?
Best goal song ever is the Hay song until they changed it.
Goal horn number three. I don't even remember who this is. This is open ad for TurboTax.
Yeah, check out TurboTax, guys.
Don't check out TurboTax. Here we go.
Is this Edmonton?
No.
Or Montreal?
Yeah, the Habs. Yeah. It's a bit high-pitched, but one of the best goal songs in the league.
I miss the Montreal in the playoffs. Montreal is hopefully going to make it back soon. I like seeing Canadian teams do well in the playoffs because they haven't won one in a while.
Nope. 93
was the last time a Canadian Montreal. Team actually won. Yeah.
Well, I mean, technically, Quebec should have won it in, what was that? When they first moved.
Oh, Colorado? Yeah. 1995?
Yeah. They should have won. Quebec should have won that, but
they
just
moved.
A year too late.
Yep.
Number four.
Well, they also, I think that was the year they got, was that the year they got Wah?
I think so.
Yeah, that was, well, yeah, he literally just took them to another level.
Here's number four.
Anaheim?
No. It's not in America.
Thanks a lot.
It's AIK out of the Allsvenskan.
Nice.
Good sounding goal horn, very Anaheim-esque, yes, I will agree.
If you gave me a million guesses, I probably wouldn't have guessed AIK.
And then I'll give you a hint for this last one. They play in the Q.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say Moncton Wildcats.
It is not Moncton.
That is my favorite team in the Q because of their Moncton Wildcats. Sounds great. It rolls off the tongue, man. This has got to be the Romowski Oceanic.
No, it is not.
It's not the Chicoutimi Sanguinese?
No.
Or the Kingston Frontenacs?
They play in the O.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. I just mentioned their city.
Quebec?
Yeah. The Remparts.
The Remparts. Oh. Interesting.
I've been to one of their games.
Nice. I have not been to a... CHL, QMJHL, OHL game before. I've been to the lowest league I've been to is ECHL. I went to a ECHL, I think when the Devils were in Trenton, they played Elmira Jackals. That was the ECHL game I went to. I don't know if there was their AHL team or not. I can't remember.
I want to say Trenton was. Let me check.
Because they've been in Binghamton, they've been in Lowell, they've been in Utica, so.
Albany.
My only thing, every time I hear Utica, I just think of the statement from The Office, we will burn Utica to the ground.
Were they the Titans then, or were they?
No, they were Trent Devils.
Looks like it was the ECHL.
Yeah, Because I know the Jackals have never been in the AHL.
Nope.
So, yeah, I went to a Trenton Devils ECHL game after a Devils game, surprisingly.
Elmira Jackals no longer exist.
Yep. The only player I remember from the Elmira Jackals was Yannick Tifu because of his name. Kind of funny. All right. Well,
this is Moncton.
Not a bad horn for Moncton.
No.
It's good. All right. Well, that's pretty much all we've got today for you.
You know what? We'll play you out to the Moncton horn.
Yeah.
Why not?
As always, I'm Tyler Gallo.
And I'm John Hanna.
We will see you next Monday. Hopefully, we'll have more to give you. A bit of a brief segment today. But there, as always, there's going to be deals. There's going to be signings. So just stay tuned and listen to our podcasts.